the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I am all alone as a man once again. I'm a lonely man in the room right now. Again, drowning in a sea of estrogen. This is like, this must be what it felt like to see the Barbie movie as a dude.
I don't know, because I feel like we're not that girly of girls now.
You are. Not. You definitely are. Mickey, no, Mickey's like a brother to me. Welcome to our podcast. It's a freak accident, in case you didn't know. There are four hosts normally. But man, this streak just cannot, we cannot establish a streak to save our lives.
Nope. We're out.
It's literally, I don't think we've had 2 weeks in a row of all four of us being here probably in months.
Except for, was it last week?
Well, all four of us were here last week, but the week before it was only three. So that's what I'm saying. We can't get a 2 week streak. It's bad.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad. But anyway, I'm Crisco, one of the four hosts.
And I'm Kara. I'm only also one of the four hosts. I was going to say two of them, but I'm not. I'm just
you
one.
Could be two if you want to.
Sometimes I feel like I am. And just I'm kidding. Mickey.
You are Mickey. Also
three
a
of
host.
Them. She's three of the hosts.
Yeah, Mickey is the strength of three hosts. Which is good because we are missing our fourth, typically our second mic. Our producer, Lazy E, is not here. And I don't even have the ability to do the sound effect for the Lazy E holding 55,000 studs or whatever it is.
Do it and pretend you're it. Ready? Go. Play.
Lazy E can hold up to 9,000 studs. I don't know if that's the number or not. I don't remember.
I don't know
number.
Either, but the sound of you trying was really nice.
But E isn't here, and we also don't have the iPad, which has all of our sound effects and drops and bits and stuff on it. Mm. So, by the way, our parlor read later is going to be it's going to be totally dry.
Oh. Okay. No, it's going to be frothy, and we're going to do it ourselves, make it frothy. Like a root beer.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
Like a root beer.
Yeah. I'm using radio terms too. We're doing it dry. It's going to be a dry read. That's what they call it when there's no music.
Nobody else understands. It's
no,
okay.
Radio professionals know what I'm talking about. They're
just
the ones
make sound effects behind it.
Yeah, we'll make it up. It's fine.
Yeah, right.
It's fine.
Okay.
We'll love it.
E isn't here because he's got
migraines,
I guess. Yeah. And he's not gone to the doctor yet, which makes perfect sense when you're somebody who's had 10, 11, 12 brain surgeries or whatever over the course of your life.
It's blowing my mind.
He's got
not there.
Yeah, shut his head.
So bad that he hasn't gone to work either.
Yeah. Yes. Which for him is the one time he had brain surgery on Friday and came into work on Monday.
I know. So like, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be bad.
Serious business. It must be, you know, but that's, yeah. I don't know what he's waiting for. You know, like I said before, like if I had like a history of issues with some area of my body, right? Like let's say stomach, you know, I had some kind of gut issue or something like that where it was just a chronic problem over years. If I have a tummy ache, I'm going to the doctor.
Yes.
Like I'm not waiting around to, well, let's just see what it is. Maybe it's gas or maybe it's gremlins trying to rip me open from the inside.
Well, that was extreme.
Could be an alien in there. That's going to burst forth. And kill everybody else on my spaceship. You don't know. So, but you go to the doctor to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, migraine that lasts more than one day. Because I've had migraines before.
Have you, Mickey?
Yeah, you had one earlier today.
It wasn't a migraine today.
Oh, just a headache?
It was just a regular, really bad, like some kind of
No,
weird...
I have never had a migraine.
Yeah, me either. Thank goodness. They sound terrible.
I've had a headache.
Yeah.
I have had actual migraines before. I have not had one. There's no wood for me to knock on. I have not had... There you go. Yeah. I have not had one, though, probably in around 7 or 8 years. So...
They sound awful.
They're terrible. Yeah, they're really, really bad. That last one that I had was so bad that I couldn't even stand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I actually, it happened at work, and it was like, I don't know what to do. So like I went into, they had like these conference rooms that you can go into, like if you needed to be on a call, just you, and they were like soundproof. I went in there and went to sleep for 20 minutes. And when I woke up, I did feel better, relatively. But
jeez.
Yeah, that I was losing my vision on that one too.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Aww. Felt ill, sick to my stomach, lost vision, and just like, yeah, no
so,
fun at all.
E, if you're listening to this, because you probably are, and you still haven't called the doctor, because you probably haven't, we're telling you to do it.
Yeah, go to the doctor, man. What's
just
wrong with you?
Stop being a waiter.
Yeah, don't be
a waiter.
Yeah, don't be a waiter.
He's not a waiter.
Be a hostess and find yourself to your own seat in the emergency room.
Hey, that was really quick.
Tie it all together.
Wow.
We wish him well, though. We hope he feels better.
Yeah, feel better.
Yeah, today, though, for me, it was just a headache.
Okay.
Just a really, really bad. It was so bad that my eyes were watering because I had, like, pressure in my head that was so bad it was squeezing against my eyeballs.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, if I squeezed my head on the sides,
okay.
It felt better. Yes. I just needed to squeeze my head, so.
Huh. Yeah.
So when I fly away tomorrow,
head.
Being up in the tin can that squeezes your head, that's going to feel great.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice.
That's a you know what? Aliens, we might find out later on today that we talked to them. Speaking of, sort of. We were sort of speaking of aliens, right?
No, not even close.
When you said
not
the tin
remotely.
Can that you fly away in, I thought you meant aliens.
An airplane.
I'm flying out. Right. Yeah.
Oh.
My rocket ship. Obviously, it's parked in the backyard. I mean, what else am I going to do?
So I went the wrong direction with that.
Yep.
What are you talking about, though, with aliens? What is going on?
I mean, okay, so 40 years ago, a university in Japan sent messages out into space, like to some star, and tried to like communicate with these aliens. And today is the day that they're, for some reason, scanning to see if they ever wrote back.
Huh.
So...
Is it because it took that long to travel back?
Well, the star is like 17 light years away.
Okay, so that's about 20 years for the signal to get there,
20
years
to
travel
back.
Mm-hmm. So if there was anybody there, if they were using radio technology, we might be hearing something.
So maybe.
Guess we'll find out.
It also coincides with like their Festival of the Stars, which is interesting.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that's
all. Yeah, all right. And Mercury's in retrograde,
yeah.
Whatever else. So all of the stars are saying that this is going to be a good day.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So, we'll go with it.
Okay.
So speaking of your tin can that I thought was a rocket ship for some reason.
I wish it were a rocket ship.
What actually is happening?
I'm flying to Minnesota. My sister lives out there. She lives in Duluth.
In Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah. Going to be flying down that highway from Minneapolis up there to Duluth. Dodging them hosers who, you know, watch the, you know, them state troopers out there. I don't know what the speed limits are, but they're going to have to go real quick to hang on with me. See if you can catch me, buddy. So, my sister, though, lives in Duluth, which there is no airports near at all.
Nope.
Because it's in the middle of freaking nowhere. It's far, like, very, very north. It's not as far north as you can go, but it's
pretty close.
Yeah, it's you know.
They like to live in the wilderness.
Within spitting distance of Canada. So yeah, we are. I am flying because she's getting married this weekend. My sister remarried, I should say. So
that's okay.
We're flying out to Minneapolis. We're going to drive from Minneapolis to Duluth. And apparently, one of my flights
layovers.
Has a connection somewhere that is like the whole airport's under construction,
yes.
Which I just found out today. So can't wait to miss connections, miss layovers, be miserable traveling. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are any of them on tiny, tiny little prop planes?
I don't know. The first one I don't think is a prop plane, but it is small. It's the smallest plane probably that Hello Nurse will ever have flown on. I've flown on some pretty small planes, though. I flew on a puddle jumper the one time where I could. I was flying from Detroit into Scranton, and that thing was so small, I could look at the pilots from where I was sitting.
Oh, my gosh.
I could just see them. They weren't behind a closed door or nothing. There was like a curtain, and they didn't even have the curtain closed. I could just look up and see them. Like, that was...
Why is a smaller plane a little scarier than a bigger plane?
It's not. Not to me.
It is to me. I don't know why. I feel like the smaller plane makes me more nervous for some reason. I shouldn't.
I also flew in a plane with two people one time. It only seated four.
What? Yeah. Get the heck out of here.
Yeah, I rode in the back.
No. I want the big
plane. Now, that was one propeller on the front.
Oh, my gosh. And the guy got out and started to spin it before you took off with his hands.
I don't think it started with his hands. I don't think that's how that works.
Is that The Price is Right?
I can't remember, though.
Or Wheel of Fortune or whatever? No, wait. Which one is that?
You're thinking of The Price is Right, the big wheel. Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't remember if he started it with his hands or not, but it was a small plane.
He started with his hands.
He was doing, like, maneuvers up there, too. Like, he was killing the engine. And then, like, cycling power back
on.
Why? Because it's a training exercise. Something that you do.
Just in case the plane ever does actually do that, you need to know how to handle it.
You got to know how to work it.
You need to be on the training plane?
I mean, I was.
Did you want to be? Did they ask you?
I didn't care.
Oh, my gosh. That's outrageous.
Have you ever flown?
Yes, quite a bit, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. Shocking.
But I get nervous, you know.
You don't like flying?
I don't like doing a lot of stuff, so...
Things that don't
I feel like
so
she'd like it a lot more if there was a bed involved.
Some planes do have beds.
Yeah, like Qantas. I know. The Australia ones do, and I would definitely go on those.
She's been doing her research.
The only time I really ever enjoyed flying was like the first flight I was ever on, because it was like, well, it's my first time flying.
Right.
And then the time when Hello Nurse and I flew first class for our honeymoon. That was nice.
Sure, because there's lots of room.
There's room. You get taken care of. You know, it's an amazing experience.
Yeah.
But then, like, flying economy is just like...
a nightmare.
Yeah, it's terrible. But I get to do that.
Yay!
Great.
Sounds like you're going to have a great time.
Should be awesome. Should be swell.
But the wedding will be fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool. It'll be great to see my sister again. I haven't seen her in, like, 2 years.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
That's not
reunited,
too bad, though.
Reunited and it feels so good. That's kind of a weird song.
She's doing jujitsu now, so I can't wait for her to try and throw down with me. I'm going to go to hug her, and she's going to hip toss me to the
Probably.
Ground. Can already see it coming.
Did she stop doing the weightlifting?
No, she still does that, too.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh,
but she's added jiu-jitsu onto it. So now she's combined being able to lift incredibly heavy things with being able to throw and put in arm bars incredibly heavy things, like her brother.
I'm totally okay with that. I support all of her decisions.
I'm sure you do. How's your mom doing? She's in town, right?
She is.
Yeah,
she's the one that got stuck in the layover in Charlotte.
Right, which is where I have a connection.
Yep.
So.
I like Charlotte Airport, though.
It is under massive construction.
That's the one.
So she ended up being stuck there. She was supposed to come in last night into our local airport. They gave her a hotel, paid for her food, gave her a ride back and forth because she missed her next flight because they were on the tarmac for so long.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she made it here today.
That's
good.
Yep.
Yeah, because they do have to cover you if you miss your flight or whatever. It's like a requirement.
I don't think it's always been that way, though.
It may not have been, but it is now. Yeah. I think as regulations have come out, they've made it more.
Well, because it used to be people would get stuck sleeping in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not fun for anybody.
Right. Yeah. So.
But yeah, she said the hotel was very nice. Super fancy.
She went for the 5-star, huh?
Hey, they gave her and she went, okay, I get to go sleep for five hours, fine.
Yeah, why not? I would.
On the show today, which, by the way, our website is afreakaccident.com, and our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. That's an A, freakaccident.com. We've got SoCal is basically like, all we're missing is, like, frogs and some flaming sulfur from the sky and, you know, a couple other plagues.
Close.
There's a lot going on out there. The most common myths we believe about cats and dogs.
Mm.
So we'll see what things we believe to be true that are actually myths.
Okay.
Mickey's an animal expert.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a relationship with one. She's owned multiple over the course of her life.
Poor murderer.
So... you will probably know all of these already.
I would hope so.
We've got a listener active where we asked, what's the weirdest lie you were told as a kid? I'm going to have to think hard about that one because I really don't know if I have an answer off the top of my head.
You and me both.
Okay. Then we have the moment when 12 people realize they were dating someone stupid. And the 12, 12 is like the magic number today. 12 most overrated movies everyone pretends to love.
Okay.
So now, completely dry.
Uh-oh.
We'll begin our...
All right, we're going to begin this episode of A Freak Accident, which is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you will ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, they're edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody. With three delicious and unique flavors available now, root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And you know, like, really the thing is with Parlor, like, they talk about how it's, like, rooted in nostalgia and stuff like that, but it really is a whole vibe. Like, you try these flavors, and it, like, takes you back. It takes you to somewhere that, like, you remember from your childhood being a kid, you
know?
That's
nostalgia.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm speaking to.
It's legit.
It is legit, and it's incredible. But, like, you know, not they taste great. They take you back to those things. And really, the other part of the whole vibe of Parlor is that it fits in literally with anything. Going to a ball game, Parlor. You on a motorcycle ride, Parlor. Playing paintball, Parlor. Golfing, Parlor. It fits in with whatever you're doing, and there's a taste for any circumstance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so a guy I was working with the other day was like, oh, you know what I could really go for right now? A Parlor root beer and an ice, like, root beer float. And I'm like, ah, well, stop what you're doing. Go to drinkparlor.com right now. You could order the best freaking root beer and, you know, get some banging merch, too, for yourself just on the side, because Parlor ships anywhere in the United States. They'll come to wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident and my friend can get a special deal. That's right. Use promo code FREAK at checkout. Get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is A Freak Accident.
Oh, wait, we got no music. Right, wait. California love. Do you know that song? Because I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, that's
there.
The song. I'm doing the song. California knows how to party.
All right, that sounds a little more accurate. So SoCal, which is what it's often referred to as, Southern California, that's where Los Angeles is, right? San Diego's down there. What are there other?
I don't know. It's like the warmer part, obviously.
San Francisco is North California
and freezing.
Right? Okay. What are the? There's other major California cities though, right? Besides those,
sure.
San Diego, Los Angeles,
Santa Monica.
That's another one. Yeah, that's probably SoCal too.
I'm just making stuff up.
Anyway, they've been, you know, for the longest time they were like dry, nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden they got like record snow over the last winter. It was raining. It's been raining, I think, a lot of this year. Tons of rain. Mm. Well, they just got hit by a hurricane recently. That was the hashtag anyway. That was because, well, they were already hunkered down and preparing for the remnants because it wasn't an actual hurricane. It had like been reduced to a tropical storm depression. I'm not sure what it actually was when
it
hit.
Still weird because there's usually not tropical storms over there.
There are sometimes.
And
you know what? There are hurricanes in the Pacific Ocean. We often don't hear about them, though, because they don't really have anything to do with anything.
Like anywhere people live.
Right.
Okay.
Or anywhere anyone in the United States lives. So, like, it affects, like, you know, whatever, the Pacific Islands, Southeast Asia, things like that. But it doesn't affect us. Like, we don't care.
Hawaii
Yeah, we got, like, celebrity news to talk about. There's more important things happening.
Right,
so.
Like Taylor Swift doesn't have Scooter Braun as manager anymore.
Right, yeah. See, bigger news than, like, you know, an entire, you know.
I don't even know.
That didn't even make sense.
Yeah, entire Asian island wiped off the face of the earth by some Category 5 monstrosity. And we're just like, who? Like, what? Beyonce's tickets are sold out. Like, what? Okay, anyway. but there has been hurricanes in California and on the Pacific Coast of the United States before. Now, they were hunkered down for the remnants of Hurricane Hillary, which was going to be passing through, dumping a bunch of rain. There were already a bunch of videos of people talking about, like, flash flooding, and the streets were rivers, it looked like. It was just a nightmare out there, you know, just from a couple inches of rain. But then, as people were preparing for the hurricane, a fairly large earthquake hit 75 miles northwest of L.A. Because obviously California lives on a fault line, too.
Right.
San Andreas Fault, one of the yep. biggest ones, I think, in the world. It was a 5.1 earthquake.
Mm.
That's not huge, right? Because
no,
10 is the highest, right?
Pretty decent.
I can feel it, for
it's,
sure.
It's not nothing. It's literally right down the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Between a nothing burger and, like, oh, my God, there it goes. California just breaks off from yep. the rest of the
yeah. That's really what's happening here.
Yeah.
So a lot of people in L.A. didn't even feel it or didn't notice it. I guess, like, that's
oh
a thing
gosh.
When you're constantly moving.
Or 75 miles away from L.A.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Although, do you remember when we had that earthquake on the East Coast years back?
When we were kids.
That was, like, 2009, 10, something like that?
Did we have one then?
There was, and it was big news. Because, and I remember I was sitting upstairs at home, and... I was still living at home at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting upstairs, and like I remember I was playing a game on the computer, and the screen like started wobbling. And I remember feeling like it suddenly felt like the house was like moving, and I'm like, that's weird. What the heck was that? And then like I went online to start looking, and this was before like, you know, Twitter and like instant news and stuff like that. So like I had to refresh a couple times, but then it said, hey, yeah, earthquake hits East Coast. And I was like, geez, it was like all the way down in Washington, D.C. And we felt it up here. There were people like going on to like, I think it was MySpace at the time. They're like, you know, hey, did anybody else feel that or whatever? But it wasn't as bad. The rains weren't as bad as some expected, but it was still still bad over there. Now, it wasn't, it says, Hillary got downgraded to a tropical storm. San Diego and L.A. weren't hit as hard as they could have been, but there was flooding, especially inland.
Wow.
The earthquake alert went out to phones at 2:45 p.m. just as the storm was peaking.
Cool.
So it was literally a hurricane.
Nice.
Happened at the exact
amazing.
Same. Yeah, initially they thought it was a 6.0.
Jeez.
Some people ran outside in case it was the real deal, but just ended up getting drenched in rain
right.
because there's a hurricane going on outside.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
The funny, like, you know, quick, dodge.
Inside, outside, inside,
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, run inside to avoid the hurricane. Run outside to avoid the earthquake. Run inside to avoid the hurricane.
Stand in a doorway.
Yeah. I'm wet. I'm trembling. the hashtag Hurricane was trending within minutes. Way to go, internet. And Merriam-Webster even chimed in saying, Hurricane is a new one for us, too.
I wonder who the very first person was to do it.
Yeah, right? That person should get credit.
Yeah.
They should be like framed in the annals of the Internet Hall of Fame.
Came up with Hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did it, and it caught on.
There was brief concern about a possible tsunami as well.
Oh my gosh!
Can you imagine? That's what I'm saying. Like all you just need locusts, right? Frogs,
yep. So bad.
River of blood and darkness, which you might have already had because of
it's
the cloud
California.
Cover. Yeah, and then
that's what, you know what though? That's what happens. You brag too much about how perfect your weather is, and sooner or later it comes back for you. It's just,
yeah, they've had nothing but imperfect weather for like the last year almost.
Why you can never be positive? You just have to always be negative.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, you're using reverse psychology on the universe to trick it into not giving you a bad day.
You expect crappy weather. When it's nice out, you're pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
all the time.
Does that work for you often?
It's how I have to live my life.
Has to live her life. She's just resigned to it. But in any case, California, we hope you're holding it together.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what else could happen? Although they do say, right, like when there's an earthquake, usually there's not just one.
Right.
There's multiple.
Mini ones later.
Right.
So watch out.
When was the last really big earthquake out there? Do we know?
Off the top of
our heads?
No.
There was like a real bad one in, it was either like the late 80s or early 90s, right?
Did actual damage.
Yeah, that like knocked a couple of buildings over and stuff, I think.
But I mean, that's the thing. They've also built the buildings now to withstand that because they understand it that much better. So I don't think we would see as much destruction from even a heavier earthquake.
Mm. Yeah, maybe not. Okay, 1999
wow.
was a 7.1. Although it was minimal, it says minimal damage due to remote location. Let's see. 1906. That's not the one I was thinking
Wrong decade, or wrong century.
I think we've just been thinking about like a lot of the earthquakes that hit the Pacific Islands. You know?
November 8th, 7.4. Injured six, $2 million in damage.
Of what year?
That was 1980.
Oh.
1992, one killed, 400 injured, $9.1 million in damage.
Ooh.
That's pretty severe. 92, 356 injuries, $48.3 million in damage.
God.
It's really getting up there.
Just keeps climbing.
Yeah. One, it's funny, the magnitude goes down, and yet in 1994, 57 killed, 9,000 hurt, up to $40 billion in damage.
And how much more was built there, and
yeah,
how many more people moved in there within
since
that time frame.
Right. And that was 1994. That was only a 6.7. So that was just 1.7 times worse than the one that just happened.
Yeah.
And now they're like saying this is a nothing burger. So they haven't, it's according to this though, they haven't had an 8. So what happens when they get better, worse than an 8? That's probably going to be pretty terrible, I would imagine.
California just falls off.
California love. Ground is shaking. up next, we've got the most common myths we believe about cats and dogs. I can't wait to find out everything I believe is a lie.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/a freak accident podcast.
Now, Wolf, it's cats and dogs.
Oh my gosh.
Living together. Mass hysteria. But this is from our friends at Southwest North South.
Swins!
Swins providing this story. It was another poll. They're big on polls.
Yeah.
I noticed. We get a lot of polling information from
Swins.
We
like voting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. We are very democratic around Yeah. Now, this is interesting. So it was a poll that found 92% of cat and dog owners still believe at least one common myth about their pet.
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm. Okay, so it gives us, there's two for each. So there's two common dog myths and two common cat myths.
Okay.
There might be more. I'm going to scroll down here. I'm going to open the actual thing. So here are the top myths we're most likely to believe.
Okay.
Okay, so 68% of people believed the following. Believed in the following, I should say. This is dog myth number one.
Okay.
What does wagging their tail mean?
Usually they're happy. Sometimes they're, like, nervous, I think.
Mickey?
It's just an involuntary motion.
So it doesn't mean anything? It just happens? It's like blinking?
People think it means stuff.
Like blinking?
Yeah.
Blinking's just normal? What happens when the tail goes between their legs,
they're
though?
Scared.
That's usually an involuntary motion.
Of nervousness.
Yeah, so it's, yeah. But that's the thing. So it's like, it's not that when it moves, it doesn't mean anything. It's just that, like, you know.
But it's just, normally wagging is just an involuntary motion, though. Like, they're, you know, getting up to move, the tail goes.
Right. Okay.
I still think I'm right.
Well, so that wagging their tail always means they're happy.
Yeah, not always, though, but a lot of time, right?
No, it's, that's the thing.
Oh,
it says,
that myth says, as always?
It can also mean they're just interested in something.
Oh.
Or feeling extra alert.
Oh.
Tail wags when they're alert.
Sure.
But it does. That's the thing. Like, nothing just happens involuntarily. Like, there's usually something causing the thing to happen in any instance.
Well, their brains.
That makes sense, though. Like, when Timmy
right,
gets up in the window and he's like, on high alert, looking around the neighborhood.
His tail wag?
Tail wag a little bit. Ah.
My dog, Coco.
So he's curious.
He is. Curious little George.
My last dog, Coco, when she was on high alert, her tail would wag, but it would stand at full attention, like perfectly stiff, and it would just go, boing. It would just like, it would twitch like ever so slightly.
Aww.
Like, it's
is it a short tail?
Yeah, it was just,
okay,
like, we used to call it the half tail, because it was like, I don't know why people stump their dog's tails.
Yeah.
I'll never understand that.
It's a look.
But it was like, it wasn't a stump, but it wasn't long. It was just kind
in
of half. Yeah.
Aww.
So we call it the half tail. So it was just, yeah.
A little shorty.
Yeah. That thing hurt. When she was really going, like, with her butt wiggling, if that thing was flying around and it came anywhere near your head, it would knock you silly. 68%, though, believed that myth.
Well, yeah.
Myth number two. What does a wet nose mean?
No, I know this myth. It supposedly means that a dog is, like, healthy, I think.
Mickey,
what?
You don't know this? You've never
that's
even
a myth.
Heard this
I've
one?
Not heard this myth, no.
Yeah, or no, a wet nose means, yeah, it means a dog is healthy. That's the myth. It's not true, but I know that
my
is the
brain
myth.
Is hurting right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that was the thing. Like, a sign of a healthy dog is a wet nose.
Right?
So people would say,
like,
if the dog's nose is dry and crusty, that means that they're not well.
Mickey's face.
I have never heard that before.
What?
When Mickey's face does that, it's a sign that she's feeling existential pain.
Yes, I am.
So a wet nose means they're healthy. That is the myth.
Mm-hmm.
It actually isn't a good indicator of health, and neither is the temperature of their nose. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. It should be, that was the other part of it. It should be cold and wet.
You're right. That's what,
if it's warm and dry, bad. Something bad happening.
But it actually doesn't mean anything.
My brain really hurts.
So just forget everything we just told you, Mickey. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it could just be wet because dogs tend to lick their noses a lot.
Yeah.
38% believed that one. I'm surprised you, with all of your experience with dogs and working in pet stores.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, I mean, that's I would have assumed that that was true because that's one I've heard a lot. But that's the thing. Yeah, like you would think with all of your experience in pet stores and stuff, you would have heard that wives' tale.
I've worked with knowledgeable people that if they heard it, would not even bother to pass it on to the next person because silliness.
You would think, though, that, like, you know, you get those people coming into the stores and stuff to buy, like, special food or whatever. Be like, my dog's nose is hot and dry. And, like,
no.
Yeah, I don't know why I made them sound like that.
I know, but I was going to say their voice.
But Mickey be standing behind the counter like, yeah, what does that mean to you?
Yeah.
So.
No, definitely haven't heard that one.
Yeah, apparently it could just be because they lick their nose a lot.
Yeah.
38% believed that one. Not a good indicator at all, though. Doesn't really, whether hot, dry, wet, cold, doesn't mean anything.
Not mean a thing.
Now on to kitty cats.
Okay, I don't know anything about cats.
Mew, mew.
You've never owned a cat, ever?
No.
Have you had dogs besides Timmy?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you had chihuahuas, right?
Most recently, yes. Mm. We also had a St. Bernard and a German Shepherd and a Golden Retriever one that was a mix. It was like a husky beagle mix or something like that.
That's an odd mix.
Yeah, or some, I don't know, some kind of, maybe that's not what it was, but it was a mix. Anyway.
Okay, so here you go. Here you go.
I had to name them all.
Cats see in the dark? Yes or no?
Can they see in the dark?
Yeah.
Yes, I would assume. Or do you mean see well?
Yeah, they're hunters, so they should be able to see.
And they're nocturnal.
Right.
Right, yeah. Well, the myth is that cats can see in total darkness. They cannot. They can definitely see in low light better than we can.
Right.
So they have better low light vision. But if it were pitch black, they're just as blind as we are. They can't see in pitch black. 42% thought they could. That's a common thing. Yeah, you think cats have night vision.
That's what
I thought. But I don't think of night vision like the goggles that we make for humans.
Well, no,
I think
but
of night vision like you're just able to see in low light.
You would think, though, that even in like what we perceive as pitch black, there's still light there somewhere.
Correct.
It's just not, it's just so dim we can't perceive it.
Right.
So you would think
they would be able to pick up on that.
Right, yeah. Would at least, you know, using Dungeons and Dragons terms, darkness appears as dim light when you have dark vision. That basically that, yeah.
Yeah,
so like,
I mean, you're right.
Yeah, we're standing in a completely pitch black room, and the cat is like, oh, it's just kind of dim in here.
Yeah, but that's what you'd think.
Interesting. 42%, though, that's almost half.
Yeah.
Cat myth number two. Now, you throw a cat into the air.
Yeah.
Or it falls off of something.
Yeah.
What happens?
It twists its body and lands on its feet.
What? <Yeah. laughs> It's supposed to land on all fours is the myth.
Every time. They always land on their feet. They don't.
I was going to say, I can attest to the fact that they don't.
41% believe that one, but it is not always true. Now, it does specify if your cat is older, overweight, I'm sorry, Rugby, or not in the best health, they might not have the best reaction time anymore.
Or they're just dumb.
But I guess that insinuates, though, that, well, yeah, they could just be completely stupid and just like, just like go limp in the air.
Yeah.
PETA does that.
That's what I'm saying, because he's fallen off the couch multiple times, and it's like a thud.
Really?
Because he doesn't land on his paws at all. He'll be either sleeping or like the dog will get up on the couch with him and he'll go to roll over to get out of the way and he'll miss the couch. And he doesn't try to catch himself. He just thuds on the floor. And I'm like, why?
What is up with that cat?
Special animal.
He's a paperweight.
It's paperweight.
But, I mean, if you've ever seen a cat, like, fall off something, though, they do have, like, some weird aerial maneuver. I don't know if
it's like
twisty,
cat reflexes.
It's a twisty twist. It's like a
You ever look at a cat when they're walking and you see that, like, that tummy sway?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, look how fat that. That's called the primordial pouch.
Yeah.
I found that out recently. I didn't know what that was called.
What does it mean?
It's basically, it's like a weird balance thing, I think. It has to do, so that's the thing. Like, they're weird. They're like bags of sand. If you've ever actually, like, seen a good cat, like, with all of its reflexes and everything else, like, their weight always sinks to the bottom. So if they're falling, everything turns right side up and they're able to land on their feet because their fat stomachs and their sand-like constitution just automatically flips them over when they're falling.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're aerodynamic that way.
For my cat.
Except for your cat.
Well, if you're a chonk, right?
He's not fat though.
Well, he's not fat, but Rugby's fat. I can't imagine Rugby being able to land on his feet.
You never know.
Because he's just a bowling ball with legs. So if he flew into the air, there's no bag of sand element. He's just coming down like a rock. That's it. And I could see how a normal cat with its normal faculties would like land on its feet.
Yeah, Jeff or Murderer did the TikTok test of is your cat too docile, which is take your cat and put him up against a wall. If he does not put his paws out, he has no cares. And what did PETA do?
Oh my God.
It's flat.
Paws just folded in into his body into the wall and he didn't care.
So you hold up like the wall. Feet facing the wall? Yes. And say, oh man, I gotta try that with mine.
Gotta try that.
Yep, he didn't care. If like, you're holding me, you're touching me, straight.
So I know, like, Neko probably would put her feet on the wall. Rugby, I don't know, because he's pretty lazy and laid back most of the time. I mean, he's grumpy, but he's lazy. Roswell would just turn into a Tasmanian devil and claw up my arms in an attempt in an attempt to get down. So that's, but I still want to try this. I think you should give it a shot.
Yeah. And maybe you should video it.
Maybe I should. Maybe
it is a TikTok trend.
That would be interesting to see.
All right. But those are myths. If there are others, like if there's somebody listening to this right now who does work with animals and it's like, you know, here's one I've always heard that nobody's talked about, freaks@afreakaccident.com is the email. Please let us know.
Yes.
And we will revisit this. Now our listener active, speaking of people reaching out and being included, is next. What's the weirdest lie you were told as a kid? We'll hear what you have to say.
A freak accident, as entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
We just missed a show tune. Kara was singing a song off Mike. It was glorious.
You guys let me sing the whole song, too.
Well, most of it, because you mumbled through a whole bunch of lyrics.
Yeah, part of it was something, 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 something.
I was also raptured, like completely enraptured by what was happening. So, anyway, this is a segment about lies. We tell lies. Everybody does.
I'm a liar all the time. We've said that a lot.
By the way, I think that's going to be the Kara shirt. It's just going to say Kara lies.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah, it'll be great. That'll sell. So the question was posed on our Facebook page and our different social medias too. We had like a TikTok thing going. It was, what is the weirdest lie you were told as a kid? Okay, this was originally a Reddit thread. That was some of the most interesting answers were compiled by BuzzFeed. Okay, so we've got like the compilation here. So we have feedback from this, but asking our listeners, well, first, do we have weird lies that we were told that we could share? Now, Kara, you said you don't have one that you were told, but you have a weird lie that you told someone else because of course you do.
Yeah, I used to lie to my sisters all the time.
Used
to, still probably do.
Yeah, right, okay.
But two of the lies I used to tell them involved being scared by people. Like, okay, so one sister, we used to go to the grocery store, and she would always want a gumball out of one of those like big gumball machines. You know, put the quarter in, it comes down the thing. Well, my mom would never want to give her one, so I'd be like, "You can't get a gumball out of there because if you do, you're gonna wake up the guy, and there's a guy that lives in that machine." And she's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Yeah, the guy lives in the machine. He picks the gumball out for you, and then he pops it down and waits and watches for you to get it." I'm like, "And then when you go to reach for it at the bottom, he grabs you with his hand out of the thing." And I said, "If you look, you could see his eyes in between all the gumballs in the thing."
That's ridiculously disturbing.
Yeah, I made that one up. And then the second one I used to do, I used to tell them that they were actually not humans. They were like half monkey. And that And that when I went to the zoo with my parents when we were little, we like took them from the monkey cage. So whenever we go to the zoo, I'd be like, "Well, that's your family. That was your family right there."
That's so mean.
And they'd be like, "Are you mom?" And I'd be like, "Shh, don't, because they'll give you back to your original family."
That's so cruel.
That was the best big sister.
But also hilarious. Like, that is really, really mean, and I have more respect for you now,
Thank you.
I think.
I mean, that reminds me of the lie that we told my sister.
See?
What did you tell? What was that?
So, we all went to Ireland.
Oh!
She did not.
Oh, that's right.
But she believed that she did because you lied to her about going.
You got it.
Yeah.
She didn't know until she was, like, in her 20s, I think.
Oh, wow.
It finally, like, clicked. She was looking through old photo books, and she's like, why am I not in any of these photos?
Oh, my God.
Well!
You didn't actually
you
go.
You were an awful child.
Yeah, flying across the Atlantic with you just seemed terrible, so we didn't bring you.
That's so nice. Yeah.
That was the weirdest lie.
That was probably the weirdest
you told,
lie.
That's another one you told. You told someone that lie.
Yes.
So you can't remember the one that was told to you.
Like, the only thing that I can think about is, like, silly stuff, which is, like, my uncle telling me about elbow grease.
Elbow grease? What was that?
When you're trying to work on a car or work on something, you need to, like, really put your arm into it, your elbow into it, and they make a product called elbow grease to help you do that. Yeah,
that's kind of cute.
Yeah. I don't know. Like the one I keep coming back to is one I know we've talked about before, but I'm going to say it again. And that was just that notion that it's illegal to have your light on inside the car when you're driving at night. I will always say it because we've talked about that before. I've seen memes about it, so it wasn't just me.
No.
I don't know when all of the dads got together and decided, like, yeah, we're going to make this a thing. But it was a thing, like, and I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, because, apparently you can just drive around with it on and it ain't no thing.
My parents used to tell me when I lied when I was a kid, which I obviously did lie so much, and how they had to make up a lie about my lies. But they would tell me that my nose would grow, like how Pinocchio.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I would lie, they said when I was really little, I would always cover my nose when I would start to tell the lie. That's a pretty good one.
I'm going to be watching you now when you lie
it's
now.
It's a good parenting hack right there.
I want to see if, like, instinctively she, like, you know, reaches up to touch her face when she's telling
it's
lies.
A long time to get out of that habit.
That's a tell. What do we got from our listeners, though?
Let's see. All right. We have a few on here. They're pretty good. Jon Snow, when I was little, just learning to talk, my dad told me elephants were called fire trucks and fire trucks were elephants. He assumed teaching me the word wrong would lead to hilarious interactions. My mother, not a fan of this.
Understandably so.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the elephant is, there's an elephant coming down the road.
Everything in your life is wrong, bro.
I want to go to the parade and see the elephants. Weird. I like that.
The fire trucks at the circus are always so impressive.
Maybe we could go on an African safari to see some fire trucks.
There's an elephant outside blowing water on that burning building.
That's wonderful. Let's see. We got Perry Mon says, if you pulled a cow's tail, its eyes would pop out.
What?
I wonder if anybody ever tried that. Like, it's because they thought it was true. Uh-oh.
There was a meme going around for a while that chocolate milk came from chocolate cows.
Ugh. That's just something a stupid person would believe. That's all that is.
Emily Cully says, my brother told me a whole story about the tiny, cute scrapples we got scrapple meat from.
Huh.
What is scrapple?
You don't know what scrapple is?
No.
Mickey, you want to explain
little
this
little pieces
to her?
Of meat.
But, like, what kind of meat?
I think it's pork.
Does it come from a scrapple?
No.
That's what she's saying.
No, so, scrapple, and so there's a lot of listeners that aren't from our area and probably wouldn't know. I feel like it's a coal country. It's a Polish, maybe, thing, scrapple. Yeah, it's, like, ground up, like, it's like a
like
slurry.
Like beef?
It's like a slurry of meat, almost.
Right.
That is.
But, like, thin sliced.
Yeah, but it's like. It's like
little chunks.
It's like hot dog meat, basically.
Okay.
But it's like,
But I think it's mostly pork.
Right, which is what well hot dogs are, aren't they?
And what do you, it depends on what kind you get.
Not
what do you
beef
do with
franks,
it? Do you use it like sprinkles or what do you? How do you?
No, you just eat it.
It's a little like a side dish.
It's like a side dish. Like you'd eat it with breakfast.
Like by itself.
You could have like eggs and scrapple. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's pretty.
So,
it's pretty.
So
gross,
he was
actually.
Saying it was cannibalism. Little people,
tiny cute scrapples. Apparently,
little
baby
scrapples
that you get scrapple meat from.
Yeah, you just grind them up.
Put them into the grinder.
Yeah,
like lemmings
Aww.
Jumping
off
a cliff.
They were tiny and cute. That's sad.
Yeah, you throw them in. You throw them into the blender, mix it up, scrapple.
Mm-hmm. Poor little scrapple. All right, Nancy.
I'm picturing like the trolls. You know, with the hair for whatever reason. I'm like scrapples. I don't know why that's where my head goes. But.
I'm picturing letter blocks.
What?
Because I'm thinking of Scrabble.
Scrapple.
That, okay. Ugh,
that does not track at all.
That hurt. Like, went right down my spine.
Nancy Kadarski says, crossed eyes will get stuck that way. I've heard that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah.
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 Yeah, it wasn't just crossed eyes. You make that face and it'll get stuck that way.
Yeah, freeze that way. That's
oh,
true.
Oh, man. All right. Well, here's some from this Reddit feed, too.
Okay.
We've got babies eventually lose their baby arms and their adult arms grow in.
Oh, my God. That their baby arms fall off? So gross.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. 11 months out of the year, the Easter Bunny lives on Easter Island.
Oh, jeez.
I mean...
The reason some men pierce their ears is in case they ever decide to become a pirate. That is, if you're telling a kid that, I could see how a kid could believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
That knowing algebra will come in handy someday.
Yeah, really.
Literally talked to the guy at the driving range about that just this week. Because he was like, okay... I had to do a bucket, and I had a Hello Nurse was with me, and she had never swung a golf club before. So I'm like, do you do club rentals? He's like, yeah, what? That's this much. He's like, so what's that together? I'm like, you're asking me? He's like, I'm not good at math. Hang on. He pulls out his phone, and he does the math. I'm like, bro, I can't do math in my head either, so I'm okay with that. And he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, what do we got these for, right? And I'm like, same. Yeah, like, you know, all these teachers that told us we're not always going to have a calculator.
That's
Lies!
Not algebra. That's plus and minus.
Well, it is, but like at the same time, that's what this person quotes. You won't always have a calculator in your pocket.
Well,
but I've also never used algebra either to find the value of X.
But you might have and not realized that you did. If you put it in the right kind of word problem, you probably have used it.
Oh, good.
Probably.
Yeah. Word
no,
problem.
For real. I'm serious. You probably have and just don't realize it.
Yeah.
Calculus, too. I know that sounds ridiculous.
This is another one we've done before in other segments when we've talked about different myths and things like that. But the idea that your blood is blue inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
That was one I think for a minute I actually believed when I was younger because it's the kind of lie that sort of makes sense. Like you look at your veins,
blue.
They look blue. Like, yeah, why wouldn't it be? Huh, that's interesting. But then like when you realize, okay, when they draw blood, they draw it into a vacuum tube. It never comes in contact with the air and it's still red. So what's really going on here? Because that was the other part of the myth, is that it turns red when it's exposed to oxygen specifically.
Yeah, like when you get a cut.
Right, yeah. That the term going commando means driving with your windows down.
What? I never heard that, but man, is that funny to picture you having a conversation with somebody.
I thought you were going to go a different direction with that. You said, when you picture your duh, and I'm like, whoa, hold on.
No.
Pump your brakes.
But imagine being like out with someone and having them be like, oh man, it's such a beautiful day. I went commando the whole way over here.
I'm going commando all day today.
It's not what you think it means.
That's like elephant fire truck.
Yeah,
that is,
like
that goes along with that. During the first Iraq war, a kid's grandpa told him Saddam Hussein shot down Santa's sleigh. But it turned out Santa was alive and well. Of course, magic.
Well, magic, yeah.
He can teleport.
It's Santa.
Sure.
You know, why does he use the sleigh when he can teleport? Maybe it takes a lot out of him, you know? Again, another Dungeons & Dragons thing. He has limited spell slots. He only has so many he can use per evening.
That or he just likes it. He likes the look.
This is... All lizards are named Russell because they make a rustling sound when they're in the bushes.
That's good.
That is good.
Do they mean they're named Russell or they're called Russell? Like, you know what I mean? Like, wrestler. Oh, yeah, there's some wrestlers out here. You could hear, like, some weird podunk coyote man say that out in the on a desert walkabout.
Yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Moths are the ghosts of butterflies.
I love that one. I'm going to tell that to my nieces and nephews.
Yes.
Oh, God. And the waves at the beach are made by whales.
Oh, I think I've heard that. By, like, another kid, probably. True.
And then to top it all off, we also have one from one of our TikTok followers.
Yeah. Okay.
What Shadow Rider put, "We will go there next time."
Like when you're with your parents, they're like, "Can we just stop for this?" And they go, "We'll go next time."
That's not a weird lie. That's just a straight up lie.
That's just, mean...
That's just
your parents being super mean.
Yeah. We'll go next time. I've heard that though. Yes. Next time we're here. We never went back. Ever. If you have something you'd like to include, though, freaks at afreakaccident.com. Mm-hmm. I'll always pump and pimp and plug email address. When did 12 people realize they were dating a dummy? Depends. Were they dating me? In which case, the answer is right away. If not, we've got more for this story.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Insert clip of Dumb and Dumber here, I guess. So the question was, and I guess this was originally another Reddit thread that inspired a conversation on BuzzFeed amongst BuzzFeed readers, users, community members, what have you, about what are the dumbest things your ex ever said. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of transformed into, wow, this is when I realized I was dating somebody really, really dumb.
Okay,
Have you ever had that? Now, Kara, I know you didn't date a lot, right? Before you got married, like, it was kind of like a love at first sight kind of thing. You guys fell early and fell hard, and it was never.
Yeah, like high school, maybe like two or three people, very, very casually, where it was almost like I didn't have time to really know them that much.
Okay. Yeah.
Did any of them ever say anything stupid to you?
That... Probably all the time.
None of them, like, not memorable, though.
No.
Mickey?
Mine were definitely not memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've just erased them from my memory.
Oh, yes. You just flush all that
out. We knew they were dumb and they were a-holes to go along with it. So, yeah, they get flushed right out.
Did either of you ever break up with somebody specifically because they were stupid?
I don't think so.
I broke up with somebody because of the way his feet were in his shoes when he ran.
You laughed so hard you just spit at me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm speechless.
Okay, because it was in college and it was this kid that was a basketball player.
I was figuring this was like a middle school boyfriend.
It's this kid and it was right before golfer, like, and I got serious. And it was like my first like college guy that I talked to or whatever. And he played basketball on the team. And I remember I went to see a game with him. He was in it, I mean. And my sister came with me. And I remember she sat there and she went, why do his feet look like they're so too big for his body? And as soon as she said that, I couldn't unsee it. He had high top sneakers on. The shoes were very, very big. They looked almost like a Mr. Potato Head, like the white
was
shoes
he
on the
tall.
Yes, but
like how tall?
Like 6'3" or something, 6'4". But like,
oh,
his,
man, he was packing.
He the
tall, big feet. Yeah,
but they were like,
or
and
he
then
was
they, but
fake.
They. But they, like, ran out to the side, sort of like
a duck.
Like a, yeah.
So duck
it was just,
ran?
It was just very awkward. I just could never unsee it.
Yeah, that's mean.
I'm a not nice person.
Hello Nurse broke up with somebody because he was dumb.
Okay.
No, I don't think there was, like, a specific instance that, like,
you
know, there
was
like
an
a
overall.
Wow. It was, like, overall, like, yeah, kind of Etika. She was just like, I can't do this, not with you.
That's fantastic.
And it's like, you know, I guess, like, he was nice enough, but it was just, like, she just didn't. Ultimately, she didn't respect him.
Yeah.
You know, because he was just, he was kind of a doofus, you know, which, like, hey, like, whatever, you know, you gotta be able to, if you can't respect the person that you're with, that's like.
That's the whole faking it on your resume, and then you get in there and not it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like, in a lot of instances, people might make up for it just with charm. You know what I mean? Like, they might be, like, a good, you know what I mean?
Fun,
they might just be fun or good to talk to or whatever and have, like, a good personality, but then, like, they're just, like...
Try to have a conversation with them, and you're like,
God. Yeah. It's like, wait, you believe what now? Oh, jeez, I've made a terrible mistake. I've erred.
The earth is not flat!
Yeah. Oh. I'd be in jail. Not only would I be single, but I'd be in jail, which maybe means I wouldn't be single in a sense. Anyway, so this is some of these responses. The moment, the stupid statements that led people to realize,
this is bad. This is bad.
I am probably double digits in IQ over this person. I told a guy I was dating he needed more humility. And he literally responded with, "Why would I want to be humiliated?"
Oh, no. Oh. I don't even have anything to say about that.
That's just there.
Arrogance, maybe?
My ex-husband pronounced ATM like Adam. Was he from around here? Because that seems like it'd be the kind of thing. I gotta go down to the Adam and make a withdrawal before I head to the bar.
Oh, that's funny.
she thought that rust was one of the chemical elements.
Oh,
you know, like oxygen, neon, silver, uranium, rust.
That was actually funny. Yeah,
it's an element of surprise.
Is it? It's also an element that you cannot defeat, no matter how hard you try. He thought my portobello mushrooms weren't cooked through because they were white on the inside.
Are portobello mushrooms white on the inside?
Yes. Sometimes, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, like, now I'm dumb like that guy, apparently, because, well, I wouldn't have thought they were not cooked. Doesn't matter if they're cooked, does it?
No, you can eat them raw.
Okay.
So. You know, like, if you cook a carrot, it's still orange in there.
But the thing with portobello mushrooms is people describe them as tasting like steak. So right. If you get that into somebody's head where you're trying to get them to like eat a portobello
steak.
Mushroom,
yeah.
They're going to go, oh, medium rare?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's a good point.
Wow. She was a 40-something-year-old woman and asked, is duck an animal?
It's a bird.
Were you out to eat and maybe, like, on the menu was, like, duck? You know,
haven't
like braised
seen
duck?
People like that are like, it's not an animal, it's a bird. What?
No.
But a bird is
it's
an animal.
A thing. It's a problem.
Birds aren't even real, though. So, like, what is that?
Yeah, they're cameras in the sky.
Yeah, they're surveillance drones for the government. Surveillance drones,
go right down that rabbit hole.
If you know, you know.
Oh, no.
My ex asked me, what kind of animal is Mickey Mouse?
Definitely not in the name.
Yeah, right. Because that's the thing. I could see you getting into an argument about, like, maybe
Goofy.
Yeah, what is Goofy or Pluto? I mean, he looks like a dog, but, like, what is he really? Mickey Mouse? You don't know. Oh.
He's really a rat.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they were splitting hairs. I think it was just they didn't know. They probably thought it was, like, a bear or something.
Older cartoons, that's understandable.
Yeah.
He didn't know what color red and yellow make when mixed together.
I could understand that.
Yeah, not everybody needs to know color theory.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I learned that in, like, from, I had, like, Clifford, the Big Red Dog VHSs that I used to watch when I was a real little kid. That, like, had, like, educational segments and stuff in them. And one of them I remember was about colors and how they work with each other and
primary
stuff like that.
And secondary.
Yeah. Yeah, so like that was like how I learned that mixing colors creates new colors, and not like each color isn't just a thing in and of itself.
And certain colors just make poop.
That's true.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you mix them all together, and it's just junky poop. Garbage.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing. White light creates all that, but all that put back together is poop.
Yeah.
Okay. This is something that I, in this day and age especially, I think this is honestly, you're being a little too highfalutin and condescending. Uh-oh. I had to teach my ex how to locate a book in the library. We were both college graduates. Who actually understands and knows the Dewey Decimal System besides, like, Hello Nurse and, like, you know, nerds?
Well, and do they even teach it? Like, I remember we used to have library science in school when I was little.
Most
100,000
schools
years
don't
ago,
have
but,
a working library.
Yeah, so
anymore.
I was going to say, they're not even going to teach that. So
which is a shame because, I mean, you know, the library, in my opinion, libraries are very important.
Sure.
But, yeah, nowadays, the last time I went to a library, there were kiosks. You just basically typed in what you were looking for, and it just told you where to go.
And that's fine. Yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, like, it's definitely something that we learned when libraries were in existence.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the card catalog yeah. and all that. Yeah,
I never don't miss it.
No, no, I don't miss it either because it was unnecessarily complicated yeah. and I never quite got a grasp on it.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like I would eventually just end up wandering over to the section where I knew something yeah, that I needed idea. Was probably there, and I would find either what I was looking for or something similar.
Mm. Or you found that somebody didn't put it away in the right spot.
Mm. Yeah, which is always a thing. My ex didn't know what order the months go in.
How
do you
be?
Not, that's like not knowing the order of the days of the week. How could you possibly not know that and exist?
I don't think that can be true.
How can you ever make plans? Like, hey, we're going to go away in July. When's that? How do you do that?
How do you even explain that? I think that's a person who was trying to get attention on this thread.
Possibly.
And lied, because that can't be true.
Well, they go on to say, I asked him to learn. He got mad and said, no, that isn't something I'm interested in.
What?
No, you say that that sounds like somebody asking for attention. I have seen man in this world.
Oh, my God.
I have seen how stupid people can be. That does not shock. I mean, it appalls me, but it does not shock me.
Yeah, I guess.
Sounds more like an a-hole than somebody who's dumb.
Yeah. Probably a little
bit
of both.
I mean, they go hand in hand, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a little column A and B. My ex asked me, where does the sun go at night? He might have been a flat earther. That might have been.
Probably.
It probably was. I had a partner who stacked cups when putting them in the dishwasher.
No.
That's bad.
Ugh.
That one's bad, actually. That one's not smart.
That to me just seems like a lapse in sense, though.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a lack of intelligence. It's just, hey, get present. Okay, you're not thinking. You're not focusing on what you're doing.
Unless he was really thinking and he thought that stacking them he could wash more at the same time.
Right.
Or he really thought that there was somebody in the little dishwasher taking each individual cup and cleaning it by hand.
Yeah, the gnome that lives in there.
Yes.
It's magic.
Of course.
I dated a girl in high school. We were at the mall one day looking at the mall directory. She asked me how the map knew where we were standing. You know,
because the floors move.
The dot that says you are here. How does it know?
I wonder. Actually, I've heard people ask that before. Like, how does it know where we are?
Ah, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
It feels like I have that feeling in my brain right now. You know, when you drink or eat something cold really fast.
Yeah.
Like, I have brain freeze, and I'm not even sure how that's possible. Physical pain. Okay. I dated a girl. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the one. I explained. This is the continuation of that one.
Oh.
I explained that the map was where we were standing and we are reading it. But after 10 minutes of trying to explain, she still didn't get it.
Yeah.
Shucker.
No, that seems like that would be hard to explain because it's very obvious.
The floors don't move.
Also, just like...
It's a map of the building.
This is a map of this building, right? Where do you think this kiosk is in this map? That's where the dot is, because it's showing you where you're currently standing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get... I would have to leave.
Yeah.
I would have to leave. I would find a way to distract her, and I would leave on the spot.
I think you would get very mad about that. You seem like you would be... You seem like you're very mad about it right now.
I mean, I am. I feel like... In the olden days, like years ago, I would have just blown my lid. Absolutely. Like now, I just think I would be more like, what? Why? Huh? No way. You're joshing me. Nah.
This can't be right.
Hey, what's that?
Yeah.
And then just run. Just split. Like, oh my God, I just survived. I don't know. Like that person would eventually lead you to your doom.
Yeah, possibly.
They would do something so stupid one day, it would be a risk to your health and well-being.
Seems right.
Wow.
So.
That's the end of that. Yeah, that is actually the end of the show, too. We're going to have to put a lid on that. So that last segment that we teased, which we're always Matt Damoning something.
Yeah.
We gotta get better about that. We got to try to...
We just get so interested in what we're talking about. Right? Is that it?
I mean,
do what?
I do. Mickey don't. But I do. So Kara, I'm there with you.
Donut.
You are here. donut.
Man, now I'm hungry. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so the 12 most overrated movies people pretend to love will have to be bumped, which that's probably good because, like, I think of everybody on the show, Lazy E and I are more the movie junkies, so I would want him here to really have, like, input on that.
Whatever. I agree.
Doesn't yeah.
That's fine.
Because if Mickey worked for movies and she doesn't like them.
Well, so, a lot of things I don't like.
Or doesn't watch a lot of them. You know, and Kara, you watch movies, but it's never like, I don't know if you've even.
It's never one that you guys watch.
Yeah, it's always like never the same. It's like, I don't know, Hallmark movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you're.
I mean, we do have the list. We could prepare for this next week and watch all of these movies if we haven't seen them.
You can try.
I'm definitely not doing that. I have no.
It gives you every excuse in the book to lay in bed and watch a movie.
I was gonna say you have time. You just need to stay awake in bed before you fall asleep.
But Timmy likes to go to sleep around 9:30.
So then watch it between like 7 and 9:30.
So many choices of things.
Like what? You're sitting there in bed with Timmy. Those are the only two things you do, and they're already taken care of. You just got to include movie.
No excuses, Kara.
I'll try to do at least like a couple of them. Okay. I'm going to look at the list.
You know what? As you're watching them, go onto our TikTok and record your progress, like your immediate afterthoughts when you watch some of these.
Oh, I should do that.
It's a great idea.
It is.
I'm just bursting forth with creativity. But yeah, so that's going to get bumped. And we may also do another listener active this next week as well. We'll have to see. It's going to depend on some things. But what's something you're convinced people are pretending to like?
Mm-hmm.
I think we already did post that one on our Facebook page. So you're welcome to go back.
But we're like going to elaborate on
it. Yeah, we'll
had a good response.
We'll share it again, and we'll try to get more for it. So, so that's on the way next week.
Okay.
Brand new episode. Make sure you come back for it. Easiest way to be able to come back for a new episode is to just subscribe where you listen to podcasts, and then bam, notification, it lands in your podcatcher, which like that's like an old term at this point. I don't think anybody calls it that anymore.
No, I never even heard of it.
It lands in your your playlist.
It lands on my phone. Right? I open up podcasts, and there comes a
there
freak
it is.
Accident, and
there
I go,
ah,
oh, time to listen to to us.
Precisely.
Myself.
And then obviously, we want you, if you're subscribing, we want you to leave a good review as well. In the meantime, though, you could go to our website, which is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, afreakaccident.com. We've got our podcast section with all the episodes we've ever done there. We've got our shop with our t-shirts there. You can also request free stickers in the shop, which we'll just send to you, no questions asked. And our Connect page has all of the links to all of our social media.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you want to interact, you want to participate in Listener Active, go and like and follow and do the things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back next week. Hopefully, Lazy E will be here. Hopefully, I will not still be in an airport somewhere. And we wish you all the best. And thanks for listening. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. Lies.
Bye-bye.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.